Who did what and who said what?
Oh my God.
Really?
Seriously?
Really?
I can't be true.
A little bit of this and that.
What's insane?
Just Talking. Brought to you by In.com.
Is it really game over if it's just begun? Man, Tapsee Pannu is on fire. This is Just Talking, brought to you by In.com, and my name is Kritika. The reviews for her new movie Game Over are just insane. I must say, she's done some out and out commercial films, movies that make you go, was that role really necessary in that film? Like Judwa 2, for example. Tapsee and Jacqueline Fernandez purely existed so that you could notice the difference between the two characters that Varun Dhawan played even more prominently. But she's done some incredible movies like Pink and Badla and Naam Shabana. And she's gone on to do a kick-ass job in Game Over, because it's a lot of work. It's not like working in a comedy film, you know. You can't switch off from a character like this very easily. I'm sure it stays with you even weeks and weeks after you finish shooting it. And for this role, Tapsee was in a wheelchair for 25 days. Tapsee said she's been someone who's luckily been healthy all her life, not even a fracture. So how do you go about preparing to play a character who's bound to a wheelchair then? I'm sure it took a tremendous amount of time just to get used to that feeling, not to mention workouts for just your upper body. We've read and seen some incredibly inspiring stories about people who've overcome all sorts of challenges in real life. And it's even better when these real-life stories are then adapted to the screen so more of us can find out about these incredible people. Because God knows we need inspiration sometimes. Let's take a look at other movies which feature protagonists who were physically challenged. And instead of making us go, "Oh, look at that poor person," it actually had us go, "Whoa, that was pretty badass." Margarita with a Straw was an incredibly forward movie that came out in the year 2014. Not too old. It's a beautiful story about a girl who discovers herself and her sexuality while she's bound to a wheelchair because of cerebral palsy. What's great about this movie is that she's a regular girl in every way, except she's in a wheelchair. She has crushes on people, she's really ambitious, she experiments with her thoughts and her relationships. Man, this movie is one of the finest showcases of the amazing Kalki and her acting skills. Kalki Kekla displays just the right amount of confusion, the perfect amount of rebellion, and God knows how she pulled off the physical aspects of someone with cerebral palsy on camera. It's not a condescending movie which was made so you could take pity on this character that Kalki plays. It's a movie that has flaws, no doubt, but I think you'll find that she's much more awesome than most people you'll meet on a regular day out there in the world. Bangladesh was a breath of fresh air in many ways. It was a movie about cousins who got along really well. It was about a marriage that didn't work, a boy who loves bikes, and another boy who's a software engineer stuck in a job he wants to get out of. And it all comes together really beautifully. Now, Dulquer Salman's character falls in love with a voice he hears on radio. And when he eventually discovers that the person behind the voice is handicapped, he starts to feel sorry for her. But thank God the movie didn't disappoint with just another sob story about how she couldn't walk, but found her Prince Charming who took her out of her misery. This girl is so darn awesome. She in turn ends up inspiring the hero himself. Parvati plays this RJ who really lights up people's lives when she's on air. I'm sure we've all had our favorite RJs at different points in life. She's just one step ahead of everyone in the inspiration game. Professor X does what no ordinary man would dare to do. Have a building full of people that other people are afraid of. And he mentors them, avoids massively huge fights from breaking out, consults with the government, tries and keeps the bad guys at bay. Oh God, that's really tough work. And he's doing all of this bound by a wheelchair. There are different versions of just how Professor X came to be paralyzed. But one of them suggests Magneto sent a shot very close to his spine and that's why he can't really walk anymore. What's really cool is that James McAvoy and Patrick Stewart, who both play Professor X but at different points of time in the character's life, they both have their own set of wheels. Well, Batman can zip around in his Batmobile all he wants. Professor X's wheelchair is actually cool enough for you to want to own one. I'm sure it beats whatever you're using to get around your city. There was this French movie called The Intouchables that first came out in 2011. It was so kick-ass, the Telugu industry decided to do an official remake called Upiri. And they actually did a really good job of it. That wasn't the last we'd hear of it though. The Hollywood one recently came out. It's called The Upside. And it features Bryan Cranston and Kevin Hart. You can be sure both of them were intending to kick ass in this movie. And they did. Bryan Cranston plays this quadriplegic who decides that he needs someone to take care of him. And whom should he find but Kevin Hart, who's a convict on parole. And this guy, who's bound to a wheelchair and needs help doing everything, suddenly finds that life is pretty awesome when he meets this convict who likes living life on the edge. And he doesn't mind that at all. That's the best part. He's not one of those people who says, "Oh my God, I'm already in a wheelchair. What if something worse happens?" He's the kind that goes, "Oh my God, I'm already in a wheelchair. What's the worst that could happen?" Yeah, we've all given ourselves pep talks like that before, so it's not too hard to identify with him. Make sure you also watch the official remake from India when you're done watching this one. And Bryan Cranston, man, from cooking up illegal substances to playing a quadriplegic, he's making some really right choices and living up to it too. Zero was, well, literally that at the box office. Now, Salman Khan signs up a movie without a script, serves you a formula you're now pretty familiar with. There's a problem and he's this guy you want to hate, but you love because he's the only thing you'll see in the movie. You have no choice and it works for him. Shah Rukh Khan thought it would work for him as well. Unfortunately, it didn't. Zero is one of the worst performances at the box office. I don't think it even recovered whatever they spent to make the movie. But anyway, Shah Rukh Khan plays a dwarf. I don't think we need to stop and think about that character at all, because he's pretty full of himself, even though he's only half of himself. But Anushka Sharma, although she did a terrible job at acting, you've got to give it to her dedication. She apparently moved around the sets on a wheelchair so she could actually understand what needed to be done and be convincing on screen. And the only nice thing about the movie is that Anushka Sharma's character is a really gutsy one. A person with cerebral palsy, but someone who works at one of the top space research institutes. Seriously, that's the only good part. Sanjay Leela Bhansali is obsessed with fiction and fantasy and fables. He loves making a huge spectacle on screen. But before that, he moved you in very different ways. Completely different from how he makes Deepika Padukone move on screen. He made Khamoshi, the musical. Manisha Koirala plays this young girl who really loves music and enjoys it. And on the other end of the spectrum is her life with her parents, who are both deaf and mute. Nana Patekar plays the dad, and nobody needs to tell you just how incredible an actor he is. Yeah, I know he's drifted off to some random movies like Welcome, but this was one of his finest performances. Imagine having to make sure you emote everything with just your body language. And his character actually goes through a lot of highs and lows in one single movie. He did it, man. He did it. So did Seema Biswas, who played the mother, Flavi. Even her performance is really moving. Even though they can't talk, they still tell their daughter off when they don't like what she's doing. Because Indian parents, if you have an opportunity to scold your child, don't let it go. And look at the name of the movie. It's called Khamoshi, but it doesn't stop at that. It says Khamoshi, the musical. Sanjay Leela Bhansali really has his way with words. Iqbal has a very special place in the heart of everybody who's seen it. Because if you're Indian and you love cricket, this movie has everything you'll ever need in a movie. It's this really warm, heartfelt story about a young guy who wants to play cricket. Yeah, most young kids in India want to play cricket, but this guy is deaf and mute. But does he let that come in the way of his dreams? Hell no. Nagesh Kukunur made sure it didn't. He has like a really nice way of telling stories like this, but he adds in a little bit of fun. So you're not really feeling sorry for this character. You're just appreciating his awesomeness. What a debut Shreyas Talpari got to do. He got to work with a brilliant director like Nagesh Kukunur. He had the incredible Nasruddin Shah as his co-star. The movie was about cricket, something our entire country obsesses over. But he didn't have any dialogues. How do you shine in a role if you can't even speak? This guy can show you how. Ranbir Kapoor will never get out of his misunderstood star kid phase, I think. He keeps doing some really nice movies, But sometimes there's things in interviews that are like a turn off. The boy can't help it. But one movie you should really take note of is Barfi. The movie featured a boy who is deaf-mute, but that doesn't stop him from being someone you should watch out for. He has a lot of tricks up his sleeve. Unfortunately, a lot of the scenes from this movie are copied from Hollywood classics, even some physical comedy sequences. But that's on the director, not this guy. Ranbir Kapoor managed to pull off a very good performance of this young Nepali boy who can't hear, can't speak, but oh boy does he feel. Priyanka Chopra also does a pretty convincing job as an autistic person. But it's Barfi who surprises, because even though he's physically different from other people, he plays pranks on other people, he's street smart, he knows how to get by, he's goofy, and he's not even afraid to break the law. He always has the cops after him. Honestly, one of Ranbir's best performances till date. It's really nice when you think of how the movies have evolved in some ways. Of course, we do still have movies that believe emotions are everything, and the more you try and make someone cry, the better. But when movie makers decide to add a character with physical challenges and don't make you feel sorry for them, just present it like it should be, you know they've mastered their craft. Here's hoping for more. This is Just Talking, brought to you by In.com, and my name is Kritika.
Just Talking, brought to you by In.com.